This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump's first event after arriving in Tokyo was a reception with several dozen Japanese and American business leaders at the U.S. ambassador's residence. We get the details from Shelley Adler.
President Trump opened a state visit to Japan by needling the country over its trade imbalance with the U.S.
I would say that Japan has had a substantial edge for many, many years, but that's okay. Maybe that's why you like us so much. But we'll get it a little bit more fair, I think. I think we'll do that.
Trump also praised the relationship between the U.S. and Japan.
I don't think it's ever been better. This probably is the best, and we're going to keep it that way.
I'm Shelley Adler.
South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, was sworn in on Saturday, promising to create jobs and tackle deep-rooted corruption. The trade unionist turned businessman took the presidential oath before tens of thousands in a rugby stadium in Pretoria. He told the crowd that the road ahead will be difficult.
We are aware of the debilitating legacy of our past, nor the many difficulties of the present. To achieve the South Africa we want will demand, fellow South Africans, an extraordinary feat of human endeavor.
Ramaphosa's African National Congress party clinched 57.5% at the recent elections. However, their majority was down from 62% in 2014, as voters seemingly turned against the ruling party due to revelations about government corruption and record unemployment. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has